So I, like many, have talked about Bruce Jenner and his gender transformation. Him coming forward saying that for quite some time he's wanted to be a woman, and that inside he is a woman. And I kind of questioned myself whether or not I would watch the Diane Sawyer interview. So I did. You can take that for what it's worth. I thought it would be maybe just a publicity stunt, but I saw true emotion in Bruce Jenner. There were times that he honestly looked human. I'm not saying that Bruce Jenner is a robot or anything, but with the publicity-seeking Kardashians for many years, you had to wonder, was this a stunt or isn't it? But I think he really means what he had to say. Not that I understand the whole transgender issue, but I did learn that over 700,000 people in the United States are transgender or going towards transgender, and they just don't come across sometimes in public to the point where we as the public understand what they're saying. Now, you can decide what you want about Bruce Jenner and his goals, his ambitions at 65 years of age, wanting to come out as a woman, and seeing the interview and seeing that this has been going on for quite some time. But one thing I will say, I did appreciate his honesty. I did appreciate his humility. It took a lot of guts to come out and say and do what he had to say, especially in the position that he was in. The one that made me laugh a little bit was him announcing he was a conservative Republican. I'm not sure what Red thinks about that, but nevertheless, kudos to Bruce Jenner. Honesty is the best policy, even though you're going to be criticized for it. Do I support it? Do I understand it? No, probably not. But do I respect Bruce Jenner more for it? Yeah. We'll see where this goes from here. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.